The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Jack. Today we have some news from the Berkshire Eagle, a deep dive into our schedule here at Taconic, and a look at into our live production of the Taconic student versus faculty basketball game. But first, the news. Taconic's production of The Little Mermaid opens this Friday, May 10th at 7:30 p.m. In addition to opening night, it is also on Saturday, May 11th at both 2:30 and 7:30, and the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, which are May 16th, 17th, and 18th, all at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are selling fast, and you can purchase them online through the link on the theater department's Instagram page. Signups for fall sports are now open. Fall sports include football, golf, boys and girls soccer, volleyball, and cross-country. The deadline to register is June 2nd, and you can check the link on the Taconic website for more info. In partnership with the Berkshire Eagle, Matt and Brody have some news from the past week.
This month is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and Berkshire County will be celebrating. There will be a one-mile walk in Park Square that goes to Berkshire Medical Center and back starting at 5 p.m. on May 3rd. So, Brody, in your life, how has Movember affected you?
Initially, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, it's nice that mental health is like being like acknowledged in like a school setting, like primarily because at Taconic, Mr. Capeless, the gym coach or teacher, is like very active in Movember. So yeah, it just helped me like acknowledge my own mental health. How about you?
Roughly the same thing. I think Movember is amazing. I think it's a very good movement. I think we don't focus on stuff like mental health often, and when we do, it's very important too. Everyone has things they're going through, and everyone has their own ways to cope with things, but I think something like a mile walk in Park Square with all of residents of Pittsfield is a great way to express and share, mental health and spread awareness for it.
Yeah. Also, I saw recently there is a fundraiser you can do for Movember. Like, if you look up Taconic Movember, there should be, like, a link that you can donate to help support it here at school.
Well, that's all we have for you.
If you have any other questions about Movember, please email Mr. Capeless.
Next up, we have Mr. Chiquette and Cody to take a look at the schedule here at Taconic.
And welcome back to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and today I am joined by Cody O'Neill.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Cody is one of our VPA students and actually produced a great video segment for our most recent Thunder Report, talking a little bit about the schedule and especially one event that's coming up. And what is that event?
So for next week, there will be a half day on May 10th, and some students will probably do something during their three-day weekend.
Yep, two-and-a-half-day weekend, right? So
right.
You're wishful thinking trying to get the whole day off, but at least you get the half day off, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of these kind of once a month half days, and I think this is going to be one of the last ones for the year. And so you guys all get to go home a little early. The awesome thing is that it counts actually as a full day, right? A full school day.
Yeah.
We have to get, I think it's 180 school days in. But when we do half days, at least a certain number of them, they do count as full days, which is nice for you guys. And of course, us teachers and administrators are what? What are we doing during this time?
Well, the educators and administrators will be participating in PD or professional development in the afternoon.
That's right. So when you guys get to go home, probably be home by 11:30, enjoying your lunch and your early start to the weekend, we will all be gathering and doing some professional development. So if folks aren't familiar with this, this is sort of like teacher training where teachers learn how to teach better. And oftentimes we are getting together in a big group and then sometimes separating into smaller workshops and moving around the building. And it's all good stuff. It's actually most of the presenters actually do a really nice job at kind of keeping us awake on a Friday afternoon when we probably would like to be where the students are at that point. For the last couple of months here, we've actually been doing teacher-led training. So, Ms. Petrell and Ms. Gardner actually led one that I was a part of last month that was really wonderful about sort of making student notes visible and letting them sort of see the ideas on the board or on pieces of paper when they collaborate together. And it was a really wonderful workshop and I really enjoyed it. So with that said, we know we've got the half day coming up. And then you and I were discussing a little bit earlier, just this idea of just the whole calendar, right? The idea of like how do they do the calendar? And they're actually right in the middle of that right now. They're discussing it. They're doing surveys. No public announcements yet, but I know that they are all considering a few things from seeing these surveys. And one is, do we want to have a longer winter break, that time around, late December, early January, which also by giving us more days there, that takes us a little further into June. And that becomes sort of a big choice to whether we're going to kind of have that longer winter break or if we're going to get out of school later in June. Let me ask you, Cody, what do you think you would prefer in terms of like, would you rather have more days off during the school year and then get out later and have a shorter summer? Or would you rather have, longer summer and then have fewer of those days?
I would rather have a longer summer than being at the school because I would love to enjoy my summer break and I can just chill out, like watch movies and stuff. And just have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, everybody wants both though, right? We want a long summer and then we do want some good time off during the year. But it sounds like you're leaning towards a shorter winter break and then having more days off in June and therefore a longer summer, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not even sure how I feel. Some days, like, I think that if it's December, I probably feel like I wish I would have 2 weeks off, right, for the winter break.
Yeah.
And if it's June, then I really wish that we didn't have that because it's already passed and all that. So
it's
a pretty personal choice for a lot of people. And eventually they'll make the choice for us for the next 3 years in terms of how they're going to, even how we're going to start the school year, because sometimes we start before Labor Day, sometimes we start after. And that also, how early we kind of kick off the school year shows us, tells us ultimately how long we're going to stay into June as well, right?
Right.
So, so some things to think about when it comes to Pittsfield Public Schools and Taconic High School and just how they're doing their scheduling as well. So I want to thank Cody for...
go
ahead.
There's also a couple of things that you might have missed out on about the dismissal.
Okay.
So high school students will be dismissed at 10:50 a.m. and we leave school early, and that is the best part about half days.
Absolutely.
And I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah, and I hope all of you students who are getting on a little early also, I wish you a great weekend as you think about us mere teachers here who are sitting in more classes and have the tables turned on us, right, where we're going to be taught for a couple hours on that afternoon. So
yeah.
So I think that about covers it, right?
Right.
Great. Well, thanks again, Cody, for joining me for this one. And that wraps it up for our talk about the scheduling. And back to you.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Here with us now is Mr. Chiquette, our teacher here at Taconic TV, as well as Brendan Smith, a senior here at Taconic.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Hello, Jack.
So last week here at Taconic was the annual student versus faculty basketball game, which, as the name suggests, is an annual basketball game between the students and the staff in the building. Brendan, can you tell us more about that?
So what we do is every year we have a student-faculty game where the seniors and the teachers, they work together. They work with their teams. They practice usually.
We're not practice, as I've heard.
Exactly. Right? Like the students this year. And like they said on our show, they did everything but practice.
And it paid off for them in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, the 10-point difference really kicked it in. But so they usually just get together. They practice. The teachers did this year, which shows. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so there's a lot of new stuff with us, though, which do you want to tell us about that?
The interesting part of this whole thing, you know, for us, is that we broadcasted the whole thing live on YouTube. So, Mr. Chiquette, can you tell us a little bit more what that was all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is sort of this culmination, too, of, you know, we're sitting in our TV studio right now, and there's some wires going back and forth between two rooms, and we think, okay, that's what a studio is. And this has been a great year to sort of challenge that idea, right? Which is that we still have our control room. It's a static place. And now we can take the other stuff, the microphones and the cameras, and we can put it anywhere in the building and bring all the signals back in and kind of ESPN style kind of have coverage of events. And that's what we did the other day with the basketball game.
Mm-hmm. We brought a whole lot of equipment down there. We have all the school equipment that we can send over the internet and get connections through that way. And we had two commentators down in the gym. We had Dr. Bishop, our principal, and Darius Duquette, another one of our seniors here at Connect TV, commentate over the whole game.
Which was kind of its own challenge too, right? Because we were here, you know, trying to figure out how to get sound back here, how to communicate with them, and the fact that they just literally, we pointed to them and we did it with no rehearsal or no understanding of how we were going to actually, but they did it, right? And I think they did a pretty amazing job of it. And I was actually just even saying that I think both of them did, but Dr. Bishop was kind of a natural, which was not, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
you know?
It was impressive.
There's a funny story in there because day of, you know, of course we only had, at that point, we only had Darius locked in to be a commentator.
Right.
And so him and I are walking around the building trying to find desperately any teacher who can fill in for the second one. Because, you know, at first we think, oh, we'll get like a gym teacher to do it because they know sports. Right. But they're all playing in the game. And we look for a couple more, but some of them are out. Some of the other ones are also playing in the game.
Right.
And then I forget who had the idea, but someone had the idea, what about Dr. Bishop? And we're all like, oh, what a great idea, you know, our principal.
I think that was Brendan, actually, had that idea.
Might have been. I don't remember.
If I remember correctly.
At this point, Darius is down looking somewhere. I rush downstairs and try to find him. I see him at the, like, halfway down the CTE hallway, and I'm, like, waving, and I say, Darius! And he stops. At that point, he's with Ms. Shafroff, one of our guidance counselors. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what about Dr. Bishop? And they're both like, what a great idea. I can't believe we didn't think of that. And so we go to his office and we ask him. And he's like, yeah, I'd love to do it. And we're like, great.
Right. And which I assume, and I could be wrong with this, but I assume when you go to a sports fan and say, would you like to do color commentary for a live sporting event, ESPN style? That's sort of like me as a musician, like asking me if I'd like to take like the, you know, the headliner spot at Coachella. You know what I mean? Like, it's like kind of a big deal for sports people to, because you probably do it in the car all the time, right? And, you know, like you're actually like pretending you're a commentator because it's kind of like one of those like kind of bucket list things that people would love to do. So it kind of doesn't surprise me that people want to do it, but it does surprise me when people are good at doing it right off the bat. And that's what they were. Yeah.
Yeah. He had some really funny lines in there.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one was when our pitcher for the baseball team was going up for a shot and he was like, he just threw, was it a perfect game?
It was a no hitter.
No hitter. Right. Yeah. He threw a perfect game and he was like going up. And then he missed. He airballed the ball, and he was like, stick to the mound. And I just couldn't stop laughing. That was great.
Yeah.
Yep, that was pretty funny.
So, you know, this whole broadcast was, you know, it was a big ordeal on our part. How will it affect what we do here in the future?
Right. So, because, it's a good, really good question, because now it starts to... Well, let me back up on this. I always sort of say this as someone who likes to try new things and stuff. Be careful what you become successful at, because then it becomes sort of the expectation, mm-hmm. right? Because if you're good at it, then it's like, then now are we going to do every sporting event, every basketball game, or whatever it might be, which I don't think is exactly our intention. I think we stay mm-hmm. pretty busy here. But I do think, thinking ahead to like next year, it might be fun to also just annually keep doing this, but maybe pick like one or two evening events a year for our VPA crew to come in and say, hey, we're doing tonight's, you know, and maybe we give PCTV the night off and then say, hey, we're going to do it. And then we'll be, mm-hmm. because we're tied right into them and they can actually broadcast our thing live instead of them having to come over with their equipment. And so that's kind of where I see it going, at least at first, is while we're building up our classes and our, you know, the different grades, is to have, you know, to have like one or two events per year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you can find the recorded version of this live stream on our YouTube page, youtube.com/ChicanoTV. There you can see our wonderful, you can see the whole game and everyone who participated, as well as hear the wonderful color commentary from Dr. Bishop and Darius. But thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that'll do it for this week for Up on Taconic. We would like to thank our listeners at WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more from what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report. The show comes out every Friday and is available on youtube.com/TaconicTV. Feel free to contact us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you'll join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcast equipment and taped in May of 2024.